L'kavod HaRav Shlita. I am inquiring as to conflict regarding the subject of Yerusha. An uncle who never married and left no children and no written will was Nifter. Years ago he had placed all his monies into various joint accounts with his surviving twin brother, who is a widow with one married son. The surviving children of the three other deceased brothers are claiming that the uncle's monies should be equally divided into four shares, one per brother. A Flum lawyer has stated that the joint accounts are legally binding, even in the absence of a will, and the surviving twin assumes legal ownership of all funds and is under no legal requirements to disperse any amounts. Can the rabbi possibly shed halachic insight into the ramification of this matter in an effort to ensure achdus and shalom among the family members? Yasher Koach, and thank you for your time, effort, and concern in this matter. Anonymous from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I really don't have enough information here, and you really have to speak to someone who can hear all the different sides. You can't decide a question like this by only hearing the information from one side. This is something that a Din Torah has to be. I mean, if the monies of the deceased uncle were already given in his lifetime to his surviving twin brother, then he had nothing to give over as an inheritance after he died. If that was the idea, that the brother owned this jointly with him, and it had the legal power that even in his lifetime it belonged to the other brother, then there's no question that it's his. If that's not the case, then the laws of Yerusha, your inheritance, would follow. Even if there was no will, but there are laws according to the Torah, who inherits from who, and how much. You really have to go to someone that both sides could come before and give all the information and decide what is properly here.